This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happy Easter, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. The show's named after me. I don't know who did that, but smart move. They knew I was coming. You can find out more about us at kjradio.com. I want to give a quick bit of housekeeping because we've gone up on satellite. We're now part of Genesis Communications Network, Genesis Communications Network, GCN, joining a lot of great broadcasters, friends of mine, in fact. And I'm happy to be part of that team. And, you know, a lot of new voices are hearing me now, new people are hearing my voice, I should say, because I think I'm slotting in for a lady who unfortunately passed away. So we certainly feel for her. Obviously, we all are going to get that little knock on the door one day. But, I know I'm getting into a new audience, and you probably are trying to figure out who I am. So let me just give you a little bit of an update of who I am. Kevin Jackson, I have written 3 best-selling books. The Big Black Lie, Sexy Brilliance, not an autobiography, and also Race Pimping, which is my latest. It's at racepimping.com. All available on Amazon. I'm not trying to make a commercial for them. If you get them, great. If you don't, well, shame on you. But anyway, I'm glad you're here. You may have seen me on Fox. You could have heard me on the radio with other people. I do other guest spots on radio shows like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and others. Fox News Radio a lot of times with John Gibson. So you could know me from there, or you could know me from my web work, my website, which is theblacksphere.net. So we have that branding, and of course, kjradio.com, where you can get all the radio clips and search for them and do a bunch of other stuff. So that's the nature of who we are. The nature of the show is we are hard-hitting conservative talk radio. I believe myself, for the most part, to be a libertarian in a sense of I don't mess with you, you don't mess with me, as we say in a vernacular, don't start no SH, won't be no IT. So, you know, just we try to just lead people to do what they want to do, but occasionally things do hit the gin pop, and we talk about it. For example, the Muslim guy that got on the plane. I can see both sides of that issue. I see the libertarian view. He paid for his seat and all that. But I also see the governmental view that says, hey, look, he's inconveniencing a lot of other people. And the airline can make its own rules. They're a capitalist company. They can do whatever they want. They want to kick everybody off the plane. They can kick everybody off the plane. It may not be a great PR move, but they can do what they want. So we discuss these things. I have no problem discussing it. And I'll tell you, if you haven't listened to my program, here's what I'll tell you. I don't care what your point of view is. We want to have you call the show, 844-551-8255, and we'll talk it through. I challenge any leftist, when it comes to the issues that I say I know a lot about, come on the show, we'll debate it, no problem. But what I also do is I challenge you to learn from what we do because when we don't know something, I'll tell you. Why do I say we? Because when I'm wrong, it's my producer's fault. It's not my fault. Just kidding. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Tons to talk about. As I said, we've celebrated Easter over the weekend. We got a lot of great things going. I'll be in New York this week. I'm going to be on Outnumbered. So if you get a chance, I'm on Thursday. So I'll be up in New York doing some things, hanging out, you know, jet setting a little bit here and there. Yeah. So if you get a chance, check out the show Outnumbered, and let me know your thoughts, because, I'd love to get, we like feedback here. We really do. This is a medium where it's not like when you do stand-up and you can look at the audience, they're laughing or whatever, or they're throwing stuff at you or jeering you. And it's not like giving a speech where you can gauge the audience and say, yeah, they like this topic, don't like this topic. The beauty of what I do, though, it's consistent. I don't really care about the audience in the sense that, you know, oh, you're going to go speak to the NAACP. Fine. I'm going to say the same thing. Doesn't matter. This show, and certainly the host, is about complete freedom. I'm not going to be stifled. One of my friends said to me, Kevin, when you go, we go places. If you're sitting somewhere, you're talking. It doesn't matter who's around you. You talk about what you want to talk about. You don't split hairs because you're over at Sweetie Pies or you're at some, you know, restaurant that's got tablecloths. You talk about what you talk about. I do. And I would say to you, do the same thing. Be consistent about who you are. That's what the left always tries to do. They want to destroy you. They destroy you sometimes indirectly. They'll destroy you by destroying what you support. For example, Donald Trump. The stuff we started, for the new listeners, we started chronicling just the headlines that come from Google's main page on my page. And it's a beat up Trump. The New York Times won a Pulitzer Prize for beating up Donald Trump. They give each other awards for it. They give each other awards for nonsense. Anything that keeps you from gaining a foothold, and then you ask yourself, I mean, we all are sane people. Look, if you were insane, I would tell you. And you said to me, Kevin, I want, you know, safe neighborhoods and safe schools, and I want, you know, everybody to have opportunity in America. And I go, you're insane, man. Because, see, that's what conservatives want. I've often asked people, give me the extreme religious right as conservatives have it. So if you say he's a Bible thumping, gun toting dude, okay, what's the worst that could happen? Oh man, he wants women to wear dresses, and I don't know, he's always preaching at you or something. Okay, great. So let's take it to the extreme in Islam. Oh, they'll lop off your head and they'll stone you. Okay, let's take it to the extreme in leftism. They will absolutely beat you down and put you in prison. That's what they do. I mean, look, believing in a God or wanting to have a firearm to protect yourself, that makes you an extremist. We allow these guys to label us and do things. It's ridiculous. And you know what? It's time we fought back. They hate that people fight back. And you know what they really hate? They hate when this uppity Negro, Kevin Jackson, decides he's going to fight back and actually empower white folks to stop feeling sorry for yourselves and acting like you've got, oh, I don't want to exercise my privilege, and I'm using my finger quotes there. What privilege do you think you have? Look, I'll take one of my sons. My son will outrun your kid. He'll outthink your kid or whatever. Your son doesn't have a privilege. Now, if your son's an artist, he'll certainly be better than my kids. I don't have any artist in the family. So we learn what we're good at. And it's okay. No problem. No harm, no foul. But geez, you look at these leftists, these suckers want you to feel bad about everything. Feel bad about slavery. I ain't your slave. I never feel bad about civil rights. You've never stopped the civil rights of anybody except your kids. So get over yourselves. Anyway, it's a new day for you. For the new people, for the old folks, you know who I am. I don't need to explain myself to you. Thank goodness, and I'm glad you're here. And we're going to do a lot today, folks. Keep it here. We'll be right back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Jackson Radio Show.
We do a segment from time to time that I like to call headlines. And all I do is I just look at the headline and then I riff on it. And sometimes I'll change them just a little bit because I think they're kind of funny. Like, for example, Carrie Fisher won't be in Star Wars 113. Now, I don't know what number they actually had. Star Wars, what number are we up to? Like 9? But I jokingly say 113 because I think George Lucas's ghost will be making Star Wars. And I quit watching after like 7 or whatever. Maybe I've watched 5, honestly. And I have Star Wars posters signed by the entire cast and things like that because I thought it was kind of cool. You know, because I remember the first movie, one of the first movies, but when I was in military school, I saw the first Star Wars. And I thought it was the slickest thing out there, man. It was just too cool. But now, it's almost like, really, another one? Friday the 13th, number, 5,338. When do we get done with this? And then the big thing is, well, Carrie Fisher died. Is she going to be in it? Well, she won't be in it. It'll be some hologram or something like that. It's not going to be her. And who cares? I heard the last one wasn't very good. Somebody, if you want to let me know, let me know. I don't care. Send me a note, kjradio.com. Here was another headline. Jimmy Fallon on SNL as Jared Kushner. And I told you guys, what would Saturday Night Live do if they said, you can't do anything on the Trump, on Donald Trump or his family? What would they produce? I'm just curious. Everything that's going on in the world that's funny, including them, which they did make fun of themselves not long ago with the what's-her-face, forget her name, but they've been making fun of each of themselves a little bit. But mostly, they're making fun of Donald Trump and his family. Now it's Jared Kushner. Interesting. Here was another. This was a title. With Trump appointees, a raft of political conflicts, no transparency. Really. So we've got bona fide conflicts of interest between practically everybody in the Obama administration. I've asked the question, how does Susan Rice go from being worth $20 million to $50 million in 4 years? Somebody explain that one. That's like Nancy Pelosi being worth from $12 million to $36 million. I'm going to get these words out soon. From $12 million to $36 million in the worst 3-year segment of American finance, of our economy, 2008 to 2010. How do you do that? So apparently, I don't know what the Trump family, how much more transparent they can be, but I'll tell you this. If the media is telling you they're not transparent, then you can bet they are. And here was one I really liked, and I'm going to focus on that one this segment. Hillary hatred exposed. What drives Americans' never-ending case against Clinton? And this is a Salon article, and I'm going to start off by reading this to you, and then we'll dissect it. So here's what it says. It's difficult to tally how many conversations I've had with someone making extreme, paranoid, and hateful remarks about Hillary Clinton. Now I'm going to stop there, pardon me for just a second, because here's the deal. Salon, the writer, is around nothing but leftist. They're not around people like us. So for that person to tell you I'm around people that are telling me they hate Hillary tells you a lot. She goes on to write. The writer goes on to say this. Often the accuser's eyes open wide, spittle begins to form at the corner of his lips, and he declares the world's greatest monster is a former senator and secretary of state. So now we've at least put a gender to it. It's men. Once in a bar, two acquaintances rambled at torturous length about the email scandal. They had no clue about what then-presidential candidate had plotted with her private server, but they knew it was diabolical. No evidence is necessary if the suspect is Hillary Clinton, a villain who rivals Professor Moriarty and Saddam Hussein. Now, what's funny about this is the writer of the article says there was no evidence of anything Hillary Clinton did. Meanwhile, I declare the evidence was when Hillary Clinton hid a server in her bathroom closet in the basement. That's evidence. See, for the average person like you and me, we can discern that is evidence. But you, no, there was no evidence. Nothing ever came out of it. Really? How about she leave her secretary? How about she use the servers in the system that was set up for every other secretary of state? And then how about she just have her server for her regular email on her desk or under it like most other human beings on the planet? See, there's plenty of evidence. Depends on how you want to look at it. So the writer goes on to say this. My simple question regarding Clinton's exoneration by the Justice Department, Internal State Department review, and FBI report made it painfully clear that these two men were not obsessed with a minor email storage procedure. They would find another reason to cast Clinton into the fires of hell. First, on the fringes of the right wing and eventually the general population, Americans since the early 1990s have condemned the woman for unprovable offense upon unverifiable innuendo. It's likely no modern public figure has faced greater hostility, slander, and scrutiny. Really? You know what's funny about this? When I listen to the left, I read their crap, and I say to myself, there wasn't enough evidence. I give you Hillary Clinton. I give you the Secret Service comments about what a shrew she is. I give you her staffers. I give you her. Put her in front of a camera and let Hillary be Hillary. You know why they didn't do that very much during the campaign? Because they knew Hillary would show up. She says, a close friend of mine who I immensely admire enthusiastically supported Senator Bernie Sanders in the presidential primary, but was reticent to vote for Clinton. She is deceitful by default, he said. The problem with adopting an absolute position is that it creates circular logic. If Hillary Clinton is incapable of telling the truth, then every statement she utters is a lie. And I'm going to finish this, and then I want to get back to it. The axiom eliminates the need for investigation or thoughtful evaluation. The case is closed before it's open. Nice try. Nice try to use the age-old, well, if she's always lying, then when she tells a lie, isn't it the truth? Yeah, look, you can try. They try these little clever little things. The facts are the facts. What is Hillary lying about her personality? Are the people around her lying about her personality? Well, are Hillary's actions, is she lying about that? I'm going to tell you, in the life of me, I've been involved in information technology for a lot of years. The only people I know who hid their servers were people who were guilty. The only people that I know who went against protocol in the way that Hillary Clinton did are people who are guilty. This person makes the case for everything. I don't see the evidence of what Hillary's guilty of. It's all there. Susan Bordo, a Pulitzer Prize nominee and feminist literary critic, interrogates the American media and political discourse in her new book, The Destruction of Hillary Clinton, with the hope of discovering how and why the flawed but largely noble political figure became the subject of such widespread scorn. You know, it's funny to me. Hillary Clinton is the subject of widespread scorn. The left admits it. What they're saying in this article, written by Salon magazine, folks, by Salon, what they're saying about this is that Hillary Clinton, in her own circles, is a pariah. How many times did I tell you that? Hillary Clinton is universally despised, and it's not just by you and me, it's by the people that claim to support her, and the same is true of Barack Obama. Fake adulation, I promise you. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Something wrong here. What you want? What's up with all those babies, black people? You're 16, baby mama. Why they call you grandma? Your granddaughter graduated high school before you. You go on double date to the prom. Gotta take bus, because nobody old enough to drive yet. Close your legs. Open a book. Find a nice Asian boy. Well endowed with math skills. Something wrong. Represent.
Whoa. What's up with that little Asian? Something wrong. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Always glad to have my audience. But if you weren't here, I'd still be doing it. So I'm just glad it's growing. It's growing. Syndication now. Genesis Network, Genesis Communications Network, GCN. A lot of my buddies over here. The Joe Messina. I don't know if you guys check out Joe's show. We got a lot of shows out here. I know it's Alex Jones. Kevin, you're on with Alex Jones. Alex Jones has proven to be right in some cases. I'm not an aficionado of Alex's work, so I can't speak a whole lot on it. I know he's been controversial in the sense of, oh, he's a, you know, conspiratorial dude. Well, there's a lot of conspiracies. Lois Lerner, VA, I mean, do we go by department or do we go by name, right? We got the IRS, we got the VA, we got the FBI, we got the NSA, we got the Secretary of State, what's that, Department of whatever? Who cares? You get what I'm saying? Government is against you now. That's the sad part about all of this. It used to be you could trust, well, to some degree, you could trust your government. When did that switch get flipped? You tell me. I'm probably not old enough to know. But I know it got flipped. And I know when it flipped for me. 1998. The month that I made $113,000 and my check was $67,000. Ah, the good old days. Those days are long gone, baby. But yeah, that's when it flipped for me, when they took $46,000 out of my check. And I went, what? What country did I just buy? You know? Holy cow. That was when I knew I needed to get in the game in 1998. Now, I didn't, but that was what woke me up. That was, you know, now you may, Kevin, I was a lot of cheddar. It was a lot of money to make, especially for a young dude, baby. Yeah, you would have thought I was like a I don't know, like an athlete or a drug dealer or something. I was making crazy money, but I was earning it. See, that was the difference. I was earning that money, and I worked hard to get that check. It had been a goal of mine to make $100,000 in a month. Let me tell you, my stated goal was I'm going to make $1 million this year. In first month, $113,000, I was well on my way. And then the government went, bow, bow, bow. You know, they say the punch you don't see, that's the one, right? It was like, whoa. I was on the canvas looking up going, what happened? Yeah, exactly. Things were moving in slow motion. Because I just got the crap kicked out of me. I got hit in the face and kicked in the naughty bitch at the same time. Courtesy of the federal government. Kevin, you have 17 children by no women. You're taking care of Ray Ray's kids. Okay, what? Oh, man. Anyway, I could talk about this for days, but that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the quintessential President Trump making NATO better. Throughout the campaign, you got to remember, Donald Trump called NATO obsolete. The reason why I talk about this is, and I want to cover this subject, is because it tells you a little bit about how Donald Trump works. And the left doesn't get this. They take his words literally. NATO sucks. NATO, oh, they're bad, terrible. Let me tweet that. NATO, they're not good. NATO, pay your way. Pay the freight. Stop making America pay for you. America first. America's great. Make America great again. How are you helping, NATO? I mean, he's tweeting, and they're going, he's crazy out there. They took Trump's tough talk against NATO as gospel and declared that he had kicked NATO to the curb. Get out of here, NATO. But what Trump did was give NATO a wake-up call. And so NATO's alarm goes off, doo, 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 and they pop out of bed, and they're ready to go to work. They're like, whoa, whew, geez, it's a little tough here. We're not used to getting out of bed to go to work. And Trump's like, hey, NATO, glad you're up. Let's go. Let's get to work. Now, President Trump acknowledges the potential of NATO. He says, you know what? They popped out of bed. See, what the left doesn't understand is skilled leadership. Leadership that makes you go, ooh, I can't get away with that anymore. I'll give you a good example using my own vida loca. When I was a kid, my brother got a job, and he was 16 years old, just legal to work. But he applied for two places. One was a good job, one not so good. So the not so good place, he was ready to go to work, but he got the call from the good job that he could go work at PGS, which is a Pennsylvania Glass and Sand, the best job we could have in my little town. So my brother goes to work there. My grandmother comes in and wakes me up and says, hey, go get that job at the bad place, working for the city of Brady. And I was like, why do I got to go get a job? I was 15. I wasn't even legal to work. So I show up. And Elmer, this is no lie, it's his name. Elmer, I'm sitting there, and he looks at me, and he's like, you're not your brother, right? Because we kind of looked alike. I mean, we were brothers. And I go, no. I said, my brother took the job out of PGS, and so my grandmother made me come here to get the job. And he goes, I swear this is a true story. He goes, it don't work like that. And I went, well, then you call her. Because she gave me the wake-up call. And the wake-up call was, you're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. Go get a job. So he finagled. I was 15 years old. I was not even legal to work. I'm not, guys think I'm lying. I'm telling you the truth. I wasn't legal to work, and I worked on the brush truck for the city of Brady for that summer. Toughest job I ever had in my life, and made me understand that I was not going to be the Mexican by the name of Manuel Labor. Okay? I was not going to be that Latino. 100-degree heat, trapped in alleyways, picking up everybody's nasty grass clippings full of doggy doo-doo, and watching those bags expand and break open, and then you don't even want to know what was inside. It was nasty, okay? Uh-uh. No. But anyway, I'm back to Trump. So Trump gives NATO the wake-up call. The NATO got to go work on the brush truck? But his criticism came mostly from member nations not paying their fair share of defense costs. That's an unfair burden on you and me, the taxpayers of America, and it violates President Trump's America First policy. That's what I love about this, when the guy says, look, that is, we're bigger than that, we're better than that, and you're not going to violate our policy. Now, this was in the Hill.
At a joint press conference with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Trump said that he will continue to work closely with NATO allies, particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism. The Secretary General and I had a productive discussion on what more NATO can do in the fight against terrorism, Trump said at the press conference. I complained that a long time ago, and they had made a change now that they do fight terrorism, and now they do fight terrorism. I said it was obsolete, he continued, but it's no longer obsolete. So what's funny about the left is he said that it was obsolete, it's gone, and then, oh, he changed his mind, and they call that flip-flopping. Now, let me tell you what flip-flopping is. Telling somebody, I'm going to implement a policy that affects you personally, and then say, no, I'm talking about Obamacare, and then changing the rules. Oh, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, then period, and then come back later and go, no, you can't, and oh, by the way, it's going to be more expensive. Now, see, what Trump is doing is saying, no, if you're not going to pay your way, you're obsolete to me. What good are you? Why do we need you? So that's what he's saying. And then when he comes back and you start paying your way, he goes, okay, we're back on track. They don't see the difference. So they criticize his stance. But here's what Stoltenberg essentially said. They criticize his stance, but he said what Trump did was bring NATO into compliance. So Brian Bennett said this. A few countries have recently agreed to move forward meeting the set goal of 2% of their GDP on their militaries. The very strong message from President Trump has been very helpful in getting member states to boost military spending. That's what Stoltenberg said. Now, Barack Obama had ample opportunity to go in there and go, hey, NATO, look, pay the freight. But they didn't. Trump saying, you suckers are useless to me unless you pay your way. If you don't pay your way, what do we need you for? And Stoltenberg, he flatly says the reason that NATO is back on the road to success is because of Donald Trump. And he wasn't the only one. A guy by the name of Spohr, who deals with NATO, he had this to say. We don't hear him talking a lot about NATO as obsolete and freeloaders. We've heard administrations talking for years about NATO members paying their fair share. None have been as forceful as Trump. It does seem we are seeing a change in trends. That's right. But the leftists didn't spin it that way. They spun it as he now needs NATO because of Putin. Well, good luck with that, selling that narrative, leftist, because we're used to the fake news of the left. Congratulations, Donald Trump, for getting NATO's butt in order.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659.
1-800-958-9659.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tak Sung Bong. Does that mean you're going to get high? Hey, you want a Tak Sung Bong? That's a wicked name, man. Tak Sung Bong. I don't know if I'm saying it wrong or not, but it's the way it is now. Sounds cooler than Anthony. Unless you're Anthony by day and Tak Sung Bong by night. Chinese superhero, man. China, man. chopsticks on his shirt, shooting noodles out of his wrist, catching bad guys with stale fortune cookies. Confucius say, you go to jail, bad boy.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you are hanging out with me. We're just friends. We're just talking, sitting around in my living room, having a brewski, a couple, you know, glass of wine if you'd like, ladies. Maybe a little cheese and crackers, whatever. Ooh, did he say crackers? You can't say that on the radio. I can. I'm a brother. I can say cracker. You can't. Anyway, so China made an interesting move over the weekend. They suspended flights into North Korea. Now, you would say, well, what's the big deal? Okay, so they turned around the coal shipment. We'll talk a little bit more about that. You know, because the North Koreans had shipped coal for delivery to China, and China said, turn your boat around. Can't do it like Russell Peters. Turn it around. We don't want it. We're going to take this American coal from Donald Trump. I mean, if you only think about that in terms of Trump and being on the foreign stage, and for them, the Chinese, to say, stop a shipment from North Korea, and by the way, United States, send your coal. That is, it's unheard of. It's unheard of. Barack Obama's, if he's paying attention, and you know he is, he's got to be sitting there going, I never could have made that move. Wow. That's brilliant. Gotta love it. Anyway, China suspends flights into North Korea. And my question became, because I was like, well, wait a minute. Are they trying to say something diplomatically, like, we're not gonna hang out with you guys for a while. You're a pariah. You know, we're gonna just lay low for a bit. Or do they know something? Because you got to know, China doesn't give a rat's behind about North Korea's fist shaking and their saber rattling. Kim Jong-un is a puppet. He's been doing that for years, since his daddy died. I'm in control. I control things now in Korea. You boo, 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 whatever. So why the moratorium on flights now? That's my question. Now, we reported a while back, not to, you know, because all this has been happening in a period of a week, folks. This is a lot of stuff in a week. You know, China said to North Korea, if you detonate a nuclear weapon and we get any problem from it, you're in trouble. We're going to bomb the living daylights out of you. Now, you could say from that, well, maybe China's going, well, we think you're going to blow that bomb up. We're getting our people out. We don't want anybody over there that could potentially be a hostage. So we're preemptively getting our folks out. Could be that. I know this, North Korea's Kim Jong-un, I've never heard him say a negative word about anybody Chinese. So I think he's got a lot of respect for them. They're very close. They got a lot of peeps. They can just go right across the border. But he does that against Trump because we got a little bit more orchestration that we have to do to pick a fight. But this travel warning had me questioning what was going to happen. And what up, President Trump? He's certainly taking an interest in the U.S. arsenal, wouldn't you say? He dropped that Moab, mother of all bombs. Does he have a new toy to showcase to Kim Jong-un? And the Chinese were saying, you know what? We've already said, if Donald Trump bombs you, you can't come across our border. And they put those 150,000 people on the border. Bada bing, bada boom. What are you going to say? So, I don't know. I'm speculating right here with you. We've all seen the Trump effect in action, folks. So, do we recap? North Korea started evacuating its city, Pyongyang. China places 150,000 troops on the border. Japanese warship and Chinese troops move into the area anticipating military action. China sent North Korean coal shipments back and then warned Korea. Japan announced it's going to evacuate 57,000 of its citizens from South Korea should war break out. Did you know this? So I ask you again, what does China No. I mean, we got some breadcrumbs ourselves here, folks. Could be absolutely nothing. Or it could be the unspoken diplomacy of Donald Trump where he said, I'm not tipping my hand. So people have to now go, what will he do? He's a madman, baby. That's what the left will tell you. See, Trump's not a madman. Trump is saying, I know where our strength lies. I know what's going to happen here. North Korea may be, that kid can act as crazy as he wants to act, but he's going to have the world to deal with. And here's the thing. This is the beautiful part of this. The world is not going to look at us as the bad guys. Finally, the world is looking at the bad guy for who he is. Have you noticed this? They're not going, the United States is out there, causing trouble. I mean, the left are. Our stupid media is going to say what they say. But the world is looking at this. They're looking at Donald Trump and they're going, you know what? He's got a right to do this. He's not just some hothead going off on a tangent trying to say, look, I'll do what I want. I'm a crazy man. Everybody said I was crazy during the campaign. I can do what I want. He's not doing that. He's saying, look, this makes practical sense. They've agreed to de-escalate. We want them to de-escalate their nuclear program. Unlike Bill Clinton, who allowed their nuclear program to be born, he engendered it with his so-called treaty that said they wouldn't proliferate. And what do they have? Nuclear bombs. So, in response, if you guys remember when the Koreans first tested that latest bomb or whatever, maybe it was a satellite or a missile system, we tested our electromagnetic rail gun. We posted on that. That thing is awesome. So then the North Koreans issued a propaganda video. They were like, you do something and we're going to get you. So they prepared for war. Then they threatened to attack our military bases in South Korea. But let me just tell you this. There comes a time when talk has to end. It's like I've been in many situations where people are blah, 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 and then they do something that you go, okay, you just crossed the line. It isn't talking that crosses the line with me. It's, the threat. When the threat level raises up, you get in my space. And then it's all bets are off. There's no more talking. Now it's time for fists and feet to fly. And it's time for somebody to get a bloody lip or worse. And I think we're there. Trump drew his own red line, and ironically, the Red Army's backing him. A senior U.S. intelligence official confirmed that if North Korea triggers a nuclear test, pretty much America's going to respond automatically. And I think this is Donald Trump saying, I'm going to call this little sucker's bluff. He's been long enough threatening people, acting like he's the big boy on campus. Well, you know what? Back it up, fat kid. And isn't it about time? I don't know how you feel about it. I'm sick of hearing about Kim Jong-un. North Korea is a no player in the world in terms of its economy or anything else. And we give this stooge so much time. Kim Jong-un. Honestly, he's dominating the news cycle because he's always threatening to be. Can you imagine if every time people saw you, they're like, there's that dude always threatening to beat up somebody. There's that guy always threatening to beat up somebody. Oh, man. I mean, you're just a troublemaker? That's what Kim Jong-un is. He's just a kid. I'll throw nuclear bombs at you. For what? What do we do? Because you can't run an economy? And I know this makes far too much sense, but if Kim Jong-un said, look, nobody's threatening me. South Korea's not threatening to invade. We've already carved up the country. So if I just start being a nice guy, what would possibly happen to my economy, to my people? Will we thrive? The answer is yes. But he doesn't even know how to do that.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.